أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to our series of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. Today is day number 22 of this blessed month of Ramadan, and with less than 10 days to go, we obviously have to double up our efforts and engage in much more fervent worship of God. And not only worship of God, but with full recognition and knowledge of what we are doing, and to actually try and make a change in our life for the better. Today we want to look at the topic of true success in Islam. Now obviously the topic of success can be looked at from many, many different angles. Traditionally in the world that we live in today, when people talk about success, it's not about how much they've prayed or how focused in their prayers they were, or you know, Hajj pilgrimage, or how many times they have gone for a ziyarah, or any of the spiritual acts. Many times when people look at success in this world, it is measured and defined by how much money you make, what kind of a car you drive, where your house is, how big your house is. In general, materialistic things. Is this what Islam looks at? Let us first of all look at the verse, or the verses rather, of the Quran that we want to reflect upon today, and then come back and better understand true success from the point of view of the noble Quran.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ.
Truly, success in this life and in the hereafter does come to the believers, those who turn to God in all humility in their prayer. When the Quran looks at success, it never measures true success in terms of material wealth. It never looks at success in how much money a person has in their bank account, about what kind of a lifestyle they lead, if they lead a life of the rich and famous, if they're popular, if they are powerful. These are all things that come and go. Today a person is rich, tomorrow they can go bankrupt. Today a person can be at the head of their community, of the society, of a country, and tomorrow they are deposed or just voted out of office. And so God never judges and tells us never to judge true success by a person's, these issues of the temporal world. So what is true success in Islam? How do we gauge who is a successful individual, who has made it, so to speak? Well, we have about 8 verses of the Quran which speak about success. Now obviously we can't go through each and every one of those in this discussion, but we can look at least a few of them and just give us glimpses of what God says are the people of true success. Obviously the very first measure of success in Islam is just as this verse of the Quran, or rather these 2 verses of the Quran that we are looking at today, where God tells us that indeed successful are the believers, those who are people of the Salat, who engage in the prayers. The prayers, as we know, are the pillar of our religion, the way to ascend towards God spiritually. Traditions tell us from the Prophet and his family that if our prayers are accepted, then all of our other good actions will be accepted. And were our prayers to be rejected, then all of our other actions will be rejected. So quality number 1 of a successful believer is his or her connection to God, to the connection to the celestial, through the acts of the prayers. We also see in the Quran at level 2 that those who engage in worship in general, ibadah, are also the successful people. So it's not only just the salat, just the daily prayers that would render us successful individuals, successful men and women. It is also being in a state of worship in other acts that Islam has legislated for us to perform. In other verses of the Quran, we see that those people who on the Day of Judgment, the scale of good deeds is heavy, meaning that they have performed a large amount of good deeds, obviously with the proper intention and sincerity, that they are also the successful individuals. So keep in mind though, however, it's not about quantity in Islam, it's always about quality. But we can never know which of our deeds are accepted, and so that's why we always stress on quantity as well, to ensure that some of our deeds are accepted by God and are those that make it to be accepted in the divine. We also see in the Quran that those who engage in frequent and much remembrance of God, that they are also the successful ones. So it's important to always remember and realize that we are in the presence of God every day of our lives, every minute of our lives, every second of our lives, and that our days and nights should be spent in the remembrance of God. Not just the verbal declaration, but to actively know that we are in God's presence and that we are held accountable for our actions. This also will put us within the category of the successful believers. And to close off this discussion, two last traits that God gives us in the Quran. One is to be a person of taqwa, to have the consciousness of God. God tells us in the Quran that those who have taqwa are those who are successful, because it is those with taqwa that will make it to paradise. And last but not least, in this very brief review of who are the truly successful ones in Islam, and again, it is not those who are materially well off or who have power or authority. The last trait that God tells us that we refer to today is that those who are people of repentance, who turn back to God when they have committed sins, when they have disregarded the laws of God, these are the truly successful ones. And as we close, if we wish in this blessed month of Ramadan to be truly successful, to be those who are able to, you know, be a manifestation of such verses of the people of true success, then let us turn back to God, let us be cognizant of our responsibility to God, not only in the month of Ramadan, but well after the month of Ramadan, every day of our lives until we leave this world. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.